Anxiously. Yeah, we moved in last month.
That's where I live. Well, not there exactly, but down the road from you, she grinned.
I turned to her.
You're kidding me.
I'd never gone further than our mailbox in all the time we'd been there. I literally never got any time to myself. All of it was spent doing chores of some sort, although I had noticed all the tractors moving around the land to the side of us just yesterday when I was riding the fence line. She shook her head.
Nope. That's awesome, I muttered as I walked to the back of the cars.
My eyes lingered on a really pretty truck. It was an old Ford with a lift on it. If I could have a truck right now, that'd be the one I'd choose. Nikki sniffed.
Yeah, this is my brother's truck,
she said as she saw my eyes lingering on the beauty. She grabbed my hand and led me down the hill that would lead to the field, and I was surprised to see the stands on the opposite sides already filling up.
Wow, they were cutting it kind of close with our tryouts, weren't they?
I asked. Nikki snorted.
Yep. Who's playing?
I asked as we walked through the gates.
Nikki scanned the rapidly filling stands for a seat and spoke. Kilgore in Hallsville. My brother plays for Kilgore.
The whistles started to blow and both teams spread out to their team's side of the field.
Hurry,
she said, dragging me forward. I hurried or I would have fallen on my face. Nikki was strong. I was on the first row of bleachers and walking directly behind Nikki when I saw him. Tall, dark, and handsome. Long, strong legs, big, broad hands, narrow hips, hard jaw. His hair was clipped tightly to his scalp, and the jersey he was wearing fit him perfectly, unlike the other members of the team. I watched as, with one swift move, he reared back with the ball over his head and threw it to the referee that was in the middle of the field. My jaw dropped with the sheer amount of force he was able to put into the throw. He'd flung it clear across the field.
I'd only be able to do a quarter of that, on a good day, with the wind blowing. He further impressed me when he scored only seconds after the referee blew the whistle, signaling for the game to start. His way of celebrating after scoring made me crack up. He was running in circles with his hands above his head, and I wanted to laugh out loud, but managed to control it. Barely. He was walking back when it happened. My world shifted on its axis. Nikki yelled,
"Yeah, Nico!" This Nico, the one I'd been practically drooling over since I'd made it here, looked at the girl beside me and smiled. Then his eyes turned to me, and he stopped, blinking rapidly, before one of his teammates jumped on his back and got him moving again. He grunted and started walking. But his eyes, oh my God, his eyes, they stayed on me the entire way, and I could do nothing less than stay connected with him.
"Who's that?"
I asked, my voice cracking slightly when I said it. Nikki snorted.
"That would be my brother."
Her brother. Shit.
Honest to God, the last thing I needed to know was that that boy lived less than 4 miles from me. Sweet baby Jesus. However, during halftime, when Nikki dragged me out into the field, I couldn't shake off the feeling that I had eyes on me. Turning to chase a ball that had been kicked off the side of the field, I stopped as it came to a stop at just this side of the home team's benches. What I hadn't expected was for Nikki's brother to pick the ball up, just as I bent to do the same. I didn't expect him to hand the ball to me and not let go. I didn't expect to fall head over heels in love with him. I didn't believe in love at first sight. But right then, in that moment it took for him to finally let go of the ball, I was a goner. 5 years later. I don't want to go, Nikki, I groaned. Come on, please. I'll love you forever, Nikki begged.
I sighed and got up, slipping my feet into the slippers I'd brought with me from home.
You totally owe me. Like, big time, I snapped as I walked out of her room and down the hall.
I found the stairs easily, having taken them quite a few times in my 5 years as Nikki's best friend.